White Fang by Jack London. Copyright Burlington Books, 2001. Chapter 1. The Battle of the Fangs. Dark fir trees stood on either side of the frozen river. The recent wind had stripped the trees of their white covering of frost, and they seemed to lean towards each other, black and threatening, in the fading light. A vast silence reigned over the land. The land itself was empty, lifeless, without movement. It was the wild, the savage, frozen-hearted wild of the north. A string of wolves struggled down the frozen river. Their bristly fur was covered in frost, and their breath froze in the air as it left their mouths. The situation of the pack of wolves was desperate. They were thin from a long hunger, and they ran below their usual speed. At the rear, the weak members limped along, the very young and the very old. At the front were the strongest. Although they all looked like skeletons, their movements, except for the ones that limped along, were effortless and tireless. They seemed to have endless energy. They ran many miles that day, and they continued running through the night. They were still running the next day, and as they ran, they looked for food. Finally, they came across a large moose. Here was meat and life. The fight was short and fierce. The moose was strong and he fought bravely, but the she-wolf tore savagely at his throat, and the other wolves had their teeth in every part of his body. They were eating him before he was even dead. There was plenty of food, for the moose weighed over 400 kilos, but it did not take long to finish him off, and soon only a few bones were all that remained of him. Now it was time to rest and sleep. With full stomachs, quarreling began among the younger males, and this continued for the next few days until the pack broke up. Each day the pack grew smaller. Two by two, male and female, the wolves were deserting. In the end, there remained only four: the she-wolf, the young leader, a one-eyed wolf, and an ambitious three-year-old. The she-wolf had by now developed a ferocious temper. Her three suitors all bore the marks of her teeth. Yet they never attacked her, never defended themselves against her. They treated her kindly, but they were very fierce towards each other. One day, the three-year-old became too ambitious. He caught the one-eyed elder on his blind side and tore his ear into ribbons. The three-year-old had youth and strength on his side. The elder had long years of experience. The battle began fairly, but it did not end fairly. The third wolf joined the elder, and together they attacked the young wolf and destroyed him. They forgot the days they had hunted together, the hunger they had suffered. That was a thing of the past, and now it was the business of love, which is always a crueler business than that of getting food. And in the meantime, the she-wolf, the cause of it all, sat down contentedly and watched. This was her day. It did not come often, and she was enjoying it. And the battle cost the young wolf his life. On either side of his body stood his two rivals. They were gazing at the she-wolf, who sat smiling in the snow. But One Eye was wise, very wise, in love as well as in battle. The young leader turned his head to lick a wound on his shoulder. His neck was turned towards his rival. With his one eye, the elder saw the opportunity. He leaped in low and seized the younger wolf in his fangs. His teeth went deep into the throat of his rival. The blood flowed, and One Eye sprang clear. The younger leader snarled terribly, sprang at the elder, and fought even as he was dying. His legs grew weak, and his leaps became shorter, until he lay on the snow and moved no more. Then One Eye strode over to the she-wolf, half triumphantly, half cautiously. He obviously expected to see her teeth, but to his surprise, she met him kindly. She sniffed noses with him and jumped about and played with him like a puppy. Despite his years, he reacted with the same behavior, perhaps even more foolishly. After that, they ran side by side, like good friends who have reached an understanding. The days passed, and they kept together, hunted their meat and killed and ate it together. After a time, the she-wolf began to grow restless. She seemed to be searching for something that she could not find. Old One Eye was not interested at all, but he followed her, and during her searches, he lay down and waited until she was ready to continue on her way.